I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is a little morbid to think about, but I'd be lying if I'd say it didn't cross my mind. What are people going to find after you pass away? Like, you know, when they're cleaning out your house. This is a super sweet story. A woman named Kayla and her family were cleaning out their grandparents' house after they had passed away. She found a file that her grandfather kept, and it was a log of every interaction that he had with his wife, aka the woman's grandmother. The file was labeled K Memories and Dates, and it was everything over years of them being together, from first dates and phone calls to sadly the last time they went on a date together. Finding something like that is priceless. And again, this is one of those stories where you're like, oh, but I've heard other stories of things that people found cleaning out other people's houses. This is why I feel like you got to have that one good friend that was like, girl, if I pass, you need to go in and clear out XYZ. Did you find anything either super sweet like this or interesting while cleaning out a house of somebody who had passed away? Give me a call or shoot me a text at 888-431-3764. Recently, I had to clean out my grandmother's house. I found 98 of a specific item that my grandmother had. I'll share it coming up in 6 minutes. Give me a call, though, at 888-431-3764. 98 pairs of scissors. That's what I found while cleaning out my Nana's house, along with some other random things. I wish I would have found a file like this woman named Kayla, who's going viral, after cleaning out her grandfather's house. She found that he kept a log of every single interaction that he had with his wife. And she said it was just so cute to go through and see their relationship. Christy and Menifee, what did you find while cleaning out the house of a loved one?
When my grandma passed away, we had to go back and, of course, clean out the house, get ready to sell and all that. So we're going through everything, and my sister-in-law starts looking through this book. And then she's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, I just found money. So we started going through every book, magazine, in between like all the cupboards. And then we found them underneath the mattress. We found it in the kitchen cabinet. We found money everywhere. It was like, I don't even remember how much we found in the end, but it was thousands. But he had money stashed like all over the house.
Thank goodness you actually looked through all that. Could you imagine just donating those books and all the thousands of dollars in there? 951 texting in, and this is what I was scared of. We found a box of pictures that no one should see of their grandma or grandpa. That's what I'm talking about. You need to have someone go in there and take those out. Luckily, I think now our generation doesn't print pictures, so we're probably okay. It's cell phones. Smash the cell phone when I'm gone. What did you find while you were cleaning out the house of a loved one? You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. As sad as it is to clean out the house of a loved one, sometimes there are those memories that you find that make it worth it. Reliving happy moments or things that you didn't know about. Like this woman, Kayla, is going viral. She was cleaning out her grandfather's house after his passing and found a file that he kept. and it was an entire log of his relationship with her grandmother. Recently, I had to clean out my Nana's house after her passing, and along with the 98 pairs of scissors that I found, I counted. One of the coolest things I found is she had a flag that only had 48 stars on it. And that was a cool moment to share with my kids of like, look, this is what Nana lived through, their great grandmother. Ann and Marietta, what did you find while cleaning out the house of a loved one?
So when my mom passed away, we were cleaning everything out and I found the receipt when she had her wiper blades replaced by my dad. So it's literally the first time they met.
Oh.
And I kept it. I still have it.
Did you frame that?
I did. It's just a great memory to have with my parents.
I love that. Thank you for sharing your story. Gina and Corona, what did you find?
My mom passed away 4 years ago, and she had dementia when she passed. But 2 years before that, she had written us a 3-page letter and hid it in a wood box. And my sister kept telling me, look in there. And I told her, there's nothing in there. Pulled the drawer out. She said to my 5 beloved children, do not read till my passing. It was beautiful. She was telling us, thank you so much for loving her. And now that she's with my dad, she's happy. Don't be sorry for what we didn't do. Be grateful for the things we did. And she wrote us, all 5 of us, and each individual card. And none of us shared it with each other.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That gave me chills. And I'm loving these sweet stories. Like the 626, it says, after my father passed away, he kept a box of my mother's things that he had sent her. He was a World War II vet and he sent love letters. So he had all of those. It was cool to see a completely different side of my parents being in love. And yeah, that is a completely different side of your parents. Unlike the one the 760 found that I can't talk about on radio. I'm just hoping they left you enough money for therapy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.